just between the two of us, Paimon's been wondering about something. It's to do with the competitions at the stadium. You know how there's a point system? First, everyone fights in teams. Then, for the teams that make it through, there's a set number of one-on-one matches. And after that, everyone's ranked based on their final scores. Why did they structure it like that?
Maybe it's to maintain suspense until the final round. Everyone loves to see the underdog make a comeback at the last minute.
Could be. Or maybe it's because they want to avoid a situation where there's only two contestants and they're evenly matched.
Yeah, they'd end up having to call it a draw and quit.
Exactly! It'd be like pitting the most aggressive Tatankasaur against the most slippery Yumkasaur. Tatankasaur attacks, Yumkasaur dodges, and so on and so forth until a whole day and night has passed. By this point, the audience is starving, so they end the fight and agree to a round two some other time. But round two comes and goes, and there's still no clear winner. This time, the fight only ends because the Yumkasaur makes an illegal surprise attack and injures the Tatankasaur. Before long, we've ended up with Tatanka versus Yumka, Tatanka versus Yumka 2, Tatanka versus Yumka Return of the Sacred Scales, Tatanka versus Yumka Over the Volcano, and the sequels show no signs of stopping. Wait, we should totally get those made into a film series. We'd make a ton of Mora.
Not a bad idea. Although, I don't think the Scions of the Canopy would be too happy about you making their Saurian the villain.
All right, well, you pitch an idea then if you're such a film critic.